哋都好似詩歌裏邊嘅歌詞一樣，我哋服侍主嘅時候，嗰、那個喜樂係永遠嘅，唔會消失嘅。
May this truly ring true in each and every one of our hearts, that we would have an experience, that joy that never departs from us when we are serving our Lord.
我哋讀完哥林多後書之後，我哋得到一個嘅收穫。
And so we had a somewhat understanding or better understanding of the word after we finished studying 2 Corinthians.
就喺哥林多後書嘅裏邊咧，神就係用保羅佢嘅一生咧。同埋佢嘅遭遇嚟讲明一个服侍神嘅人佢嘅性格同埋佢嘅学习。
And that thought, the focus was on Paul, that through Paul, that we're able to recognize the characteristics that are evident or that should be evident in someone who is a servant of God.
咁当佢服侍嘅时候
，As Paul served，
当佢用佢一生嚟到服侍主嘅时候，佢冇錯，遇見好多嘅難處。
As he served with throughout his entire life, yes, definitely he encountered difficulties.
但係同樣嘅，佢裏邊嗰個喜樂係唔減少嘅。
But at the same time, the joy that is in his heart never diminished.
嗱，我哋嚟讀幾節嘅聖經嚇，請打開《哥林多後書》第13章。
Let's turn to several passages in the Bible. First one is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多後書第13章
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
我哋讀第八、第九兩節。
We're going to read verses 8 and 9.
哥林多後書第13章第八節嘅話，我們凡事不能敵擋真理，只能輔助真理。即使我们软弱，你们刚强，我们也欢喜，并且我们所求的，就是你们作完全人。
Reading from verse 8, For we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. For we rejoice when we ourselves are weak, but you are strong. This we also pray for, that you be made complete.
然后第11节
And then jumping to verse 11,
同样的一章圣经十一节佢话，还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐，要作完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦。如此，仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。
Verse 11 reads, Finally, brethren, rejoice, be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
我哋今日聖經就讀咁多。
We'll end our scriptural reading here today.
我哋再一次低頭禱告。
Let's come together once again and bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主，我哋感謝，我哋讚美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
我哋又嚟到你個面前。
And once again, we are before your presence.
主啊，求你將賜人智慧同埋啟示嘅靈賞賜俾我哋。
May you grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
哦，讓我哋嚟到呢位聖潔嘅神，呢位全能嘅神嘅面前。
As we draw near to this holy God, to this God who is above all else.
主啊，你就除去我哋一切嘅污秽。
May you remove from us all of our filth.
洗净我哋一切嘅罪。
Cleanse away all of our sins.
叫我哋能够口洁心清嘅到你嘅面前嚟。
So that we come with a clear mouth, a clean mouth and a clean mind and a clean heart.
唔单止要嚟到你面前嚟到蒙恩，我哋更要求主俾我哋一个服侍你嘅心。
But not only just to draw from you blessings, but that we would be able to come with a heart to serve.
但愿主你洁净并且圣洁呢一段嘅时间。
May you cleanse this time. May you sanctify this time.
我哋同心嘅祷告，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. 因为上一次时间嘅关系咧，我。個交通嘅只能夠係喺上一次嘅嗰兩點嘅上邊，我因此我今朝早願意用呢段時間嚟將嗰個信息講完嘅。
I had the previous opportunity to share with brothers and sisters, but because of the limitations of time, I could not get beyond just the first two points of my sharing. So I wanted to utilize this morning's time to to finish my burden and my heart to share with you.
咁就喺哥林多後書嘅裏頭。
That's from 2 Corinthians.
我哋睇到一個作神嘅工人嘅。
We see a man who is a servant of God.
或者話服侍神嘅一個人。
We see someone who serves God.
嗱，唔係淨係指住嗰啲傳道人。
Now, first and foremost, this is not pointedly illustrating those who are the clergy or those who are full-time ministers of the word.
或者話，站喺呢個叫講台上邊嘅嗰啲人。
It's not just particular to those individuals who happen to be able to stand and speak from the pulpit.
而係每一個有神生命嘅人。
No, this is talking about every individual who possesses the life of God.
每一個有永遠嘅生命嘅把握嘅，每一個神嘅兒女，佢都係一個服侍神嘅人。For
every child who has the full assurance of his or her salvation in the Lord, they are counted as servants of God.
無論你今日話， 我都唔識做乜嘢，或者我唔係去到咁樣嘅地步。
Even if you say to yourself, well, I'm not there yet. I don't really know very much at all.
但係喺神嘅眼中，你係仍然係一個服侍神嘅人。
But in God's eyes, you are already counted as a servant of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋就唔好呢停留喺。 淨係得到，我得到永生，可以上天堂咁樣嘅地步。
So we hope that none of us would be stagnant at the juncture where we feel I've received salvation, I have now eternal life, and I have access to heaven after I die.
因此我哋今日要學習去點樣去服侍神。如果我哋今日覺得我哋命得，
And especially if we feel that we're not there yet, then let us come together to learn how to be a proper servant of God. For God has shown to us an example found in the life of Paul of how to be a servant of God.
所以上一次我们提过，一个服侍神的人，他必须要是一个认识神的人。
We have already stated from the previous time of sharing, the first point is that if you are to be a servant of the Lord, then you must know God.
不是说只是我知道他是救主，这么简单。It's not
enough for us just to know our Lord as a Savior.
当然他是我们的救主。Definitely,
He is our Savior.
但是他却是我们的主人。But
He is our Master as well.
他是那位统管万有的。
He is the one who governs all.
你喺呢一个万有嘅神嘅里边有份。
And you have a part in the all in which He is sovereign.
而如果系咁样样，你唔知道佢系边一个，咁呢个就我哋真系冇路行啦。Now,
if you are in this sphere of those whom He governs, yet you do not know Him, then you know, there's not much that we can do for that.
好多時候呢，我都好糊塗啊，我亦都即係唔清唔楚咁樣樣嘅。A
lot of times I find myself confused.
就係呢，對某一啲嘅人啊，我成日都同我太太講啊，我都唔知道佢點解咁樣嘅咁樣樣。Sometimes
I would say to my wife, "Oh, I never knew that this person was like that."
咁佢有時都講話。 你跟官咁耐都唔知官姓乜㗎。So
her response was, "How is it that you've known that person for such a long period of time and you still don't know him?"
嗰個廣東話嚟㗎，你唔知啊？弟兄姊妹明唔明白？意思即係話，你係幫呢個官做嘢㗎嘛？你係幫呢個皇帝做嘢㗎嘛？你連佢係姓乜你都唔知，咁啊真係好差啦。
The colloquialism is that you are the bond servant or the slave of a king, and yet you do not know the king's name or surname.
Yeah. 我哋今日信咗耶稣。
So today we already have believed in Jesus Christ.
如果我哋唔知道佢嘅性情系点样样嘅话
，If we still do not know His character,
我哋会好受亏损。
Then we will suffer. We are suffering great loss.
所以我哋今日嘅追求嚟到神嘅面前，唔系净系话主啊，你祝福我呢样，祝福我嗰样。
So today, when we draw near to Him, we should not be limited to just requests. Oh Lord, bless me in this. Oh Lord, bless me in that.
好似咧，我哋嘅主有成袋金喺嗰度准备派俾你咁样样。
As if our Lord has a pouch full of gold nuggets that He's just ready to distribute to each one of us.
一个服侍神嘅人，必须要认识呢位嘅主。
No, as a servant of the Lord, we must know our Lord.
仲有一点就系我哋讲过嘅就系一个服侍神嘅人。佢係一個肯付代價嚟跟隨嘅神嘅人。
The second point that we had touched on previously was this: that if we are to be a man who serves the Lord, then we must be a man who is willing to be to deny himself and to pay the price to follow after Him.
啊，呢個唔係我講嘅，係主自己親自嘅講。佢話：你哋要舍己，背起你哋嘅十字架嚟跟隨我。
Now, this is not just something that we put together or I put together, but rather these are the very words of the Lord Himself. He says, deny yourself, pick up your cross daily, and follow after me.
个意思咩叫付代价，咩叫做背起十字架呢？
Now, what does it mean, pay the price? What does it mean to bear the cross daily?
就是说我从今以后我不再强调我的想法，不再强调我的做法和我的目的。
That means that from this point forward, I am not going to emphasize and focus squarely on what is beneficial to me, on what my agenda is, or nor the way that I want to do things.
而是愿意放低我的感情、我的面子、我的权势、我的地位。
But rather, I'm willing to set aside my emotions, my pride, which is in my face, my wealth and my possessions, and my authority.
而去接受神为你安排嘅一切。
And by setting those things aside, then I'm ready to take on the very things that God wants to give to me.
咁样叫做跟随主。
And that's what is meant by following after the Lord.
咁样先系一个服侍神嘅人。应有的一个态度。
And this is the one of the critical attitudes that we have to have if we are to be a servant of the Lord.
咁呢些是上，呢啲系上一次所交通嘅。
So that was just a review of some of the points that was shared last time.
嗱，今朝早继续同弟兄姊妹交通落去，只有两点嘅啫。
But we want to move on from there to share the next two points.
一点就系服侍神嘅人，佢要知道神永远嘅计划系乜嘢。
The next point is that a man who serves the Lord must have a full knowledge of the eternal purpose of God.
另外嗰一点就系话服侍神嘅人系神特意拣选出嚟又经过操练嘅人。
The fourth point that we'll get to later on is that a man who serves the Lord must be someone who has been set aside by God and have trained him to be a worker.
所以当我们听到这个名词叫做神永远的旨意的时候。
So the first point, whenever we hear this phrase, eternal purpose of God.
有没有人没听过这个名字?
First of all, is anyone who's here today never heard this term before?
神永远的旨意有没有听过？大家都没有听过。
Have we heard this term before?
我不会再问你个意思的。
Have we heard this term before? Eternal purpose of God? You don't have to answer, you don't have to be afraid of answer thinking that I'm going to ask you what it is, okay? You don't have to define it, just whether or not you've heard the term.
有没有听过这个名字？神永远的旨意有没有？
Who has heard this term? God's eternal purpose.
好啦，我唔需要大家去解释，我解释俾你听。
I don't need for you to explain to me what that is or define it, but I hope that I will be able to share with you what I feel that the definition is.
神永远的旨意。
God's eternal purpose.
我们知道，即使我们今天在这个生活，这个世界的生活。
As we live the life that we live here on earth.
我们无论做什么的事情，都必须要有一个计划的。
No matter what it is that you are focused in doing, you should have a plan.
很多人呢就是突然间咁起意做一啲咩事情就去做，或者突然间我唔觉得需要唔想做啊，咁就唔做。
Many people act on the whim. They feel like on the spur of the moment, I want to do this, so I'm going to go and do it. And that moment and time comes when I don't feel like doing it, then I stop.
有啲人好即兴嘅。咩意思呢？就話我而家興起上嚟，我就做啊。
Some people require themselves to be motivated, sort of like, okay, I'm in, something has angered me and that prompts me to take action.
我哋知道咁樣嘅做人嘅道理係唔係幾好。
We know that is not a great way to live.
因此我哋必須有計劃。
We should have a plan.
神亦都係有一個計劃嘅。
And God also is a God with a plan.
我哋絕對唔能夠呢，譬如我屋企要有裝修又要改建嘅時候，咁你就去拎個斧頭攞個釘嚟到揼，唔能夠咁樣。
Now let's say my house, I needed some changes and I want to remodel different aspects of my house. So do I just go pick up a hammer and grab a box of nails and go at it? So we must first have a blueprint if you're going to go about and engage in a project like that. And so you jot down exactly what you want to do. You have particular plans laid out of how you're going to get it done.
然后请工人来到按着嗰、那個計劃，按照個藍圖上面嘅指示去作成，作完佢嘅工作。
And then you would hire the contractor or workers to come, and then they must follow the blueprint in order to carry out those wishes that you have already set down in writing.
哦，如果唔係啦，就亂曬龍啦。你中意做呢樣，佢又中意做嗰樣，咁咧都口唔對八，咁啊唔得噶。
Or else it would just be chaotic if different people come and just do whatever they want to do in that particular area.
神有一个嘅旨意，有一个计划。
God has one singular purpose. He has a plan.
呢个旨意我哋叫做神永远嘅旨意。
This plan is what we have labeled to be God's eternal purpose.
嗱，呢个词呢系出自呢个以弗所书第三章。
This phrase actually stems from Ephesians chapter 3. Please open to that portion of scripture if you have your Bible open or your devices open to it.
让我们的认识更清楚的。以弗所书第三章第十一节。
So is it recorded in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 11?
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
Verse 11 reads,This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
咁呢个旨意系讲乜嘢嘅呢？
What exactly is this purpose referring to?
系第一章嘅第四节，以弗所书嘅第一章嘅第四节。
Well, it actually goes back to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节嘅话，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Verse 4 tells us, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him.
第五节，又因爱我们，就按着自己嘅意旨所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And then going forward from there, it says, in love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will.
我估呢幾節弟兄姊妹，你讀得好明白，唔需要再點樣解釋。
I'm pretty sure that as we read through these specific verses, they can clarify the word clarify itself, so that I don't need to explain anymore.
但係呢個神永遠嘅旨意，最後去到一個咩嘅結果呢？
But what is the ultimate conclusion that we come to if we're talking about the eternal purpose of God?
就係第9節同埋第10節。
It's recorded in verses 9 and 10.
都是照他自己所預定的美意，叫我們知道他旨意的奧秘，要按所安排的，在日期滿足的時候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督裡面同歸於一。Starting
verse 9 and then going to verse 10. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth.
弟兄姊妹，我哋将呢几节都记起上嚟，你就知道乜嘢系神永远嘅旨意。Now
we piece together these verses. Now we have a clearer definition of what is the eternal will of God.
当然喺以弗所书嘅里边。
Now, if you spend more time and go through a study of Ephesians, you will have a greater understanding and an idea of what God's eternal purpose. Perhaps this is the first time that you've encountered this particular phrase.
或者你现在就觉得,哇,好像很熟灵,那么太大了。
Or maybe as you read through it, you feel like, oh, wow, that's so somehow spiritual, and so it's a lot higher in terms of understanding than I have.
哇，好似唔係幾真實咁啊，唔係實際咁樣啊，咁好似咁抽象啊，摸唔到，見唔到嘅。That
is somehow very abstract, something that is not tangible for you to put your hands around. That is something. That is just such an ideal.
但是这里神讲的说话,白纸黑字讲得清楚的。
But this is the very word that's written, the very word of God that's written down in print for us.
我们有时觉得这些太过熟灵的东西了,太过抽象了,不够实际。Oftentimes,
we relegate these particular verses to something that is more abstract or not practical.
原因不是神的话不是真实，原因是因为我们活在我们自己的里边。But
the reason why that happens is not because God's word is not real, that is not applicable for us today. But rather it's because we are living too much in our own circumstances.
因为你一直想的不是神的事情，是我自己需要。
Because traditionally and continuously, we focus on our own needs and our own wants. We have not thought about what God wants.
所以当你提到关乎神的事情，祂的计划，祂的旨意的时候，哇，那些离得我好远好远啊。And
that's why whenever we come to talking about God's ways, God's plan, His heart, then that seems so far removed from us.
神要做的 我们跟他拉不得上来。It
seems that we cannot connect on to the very things that God wants to accomplish.
他的旨意好像我没法进到去。It
seems that I'm not able to enter into God's eternal plan.
弟兄姊妹，不是我们不能够进去。
But brothers and sisters, it's not because we cannot enter into it.
而是我们没有进入去。
But rather, it's just that we have not entered into His plan.
弟兄姊妹，唔好因为我哋未曾进入到去接受神嗰个永远嘅旨意，就等于神嘅旨意唔存在，唔系咁样嘅。So
don't equate the fact that we have not yet put ourselves in a position within God's eternal purpose to just dismiss his eternal purpose as something that doesn't exist or something that's not real.
刚才我们读 的经文，从创世万古以前，神已经有一个这个这样的旨意。
From the passages that we read, it tells us in creation, from the beginning of creation, God has already had it, this intent.
而这个旨意是跟全世界有关系的。
And this intent is fully related to every single thing within creation.
是从神整个这个宇宙都从神这个旨意有是连得相关。
All of the universe is related to God's intent and eternal purpose.
或者说神今日那个统治是在他那个旨意的当中。意思就是说我们宇宙万物所有的都在这个蓝图，在神那个蓝图的里面的。
God's focus and eternal purpose has existed, and we, every single thing that's within the universe, are merely one part of the blueprint by which He is carrying out the fulfillment of His plan.
因此神的儿女的生命和生活都在神的管治的底下。
So that's why every single child of God's life and his or her daily living is under the sovereignty of God.
都在这位神的儿子主耶稣基督的管治的底下。
It is under the governing of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
神的儿子就是神永远旨意的中心。
The Son of God is the very focal point of God's eternal purpose.
所以圣经说要照所安排的，就是照神所安排的。第十节，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督耶稣的里面同归于一。
That's why in verse 10 it clearly states for us that all of this is purpose in him with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, and that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon earth.
有一天，无论今日这个世界是怎么样，无论你是怎么样，或者你作的工作是怎么样，有一天都要归到主耶稣基督的里面。
So that means one day, there will come one day when everything within the universe, that includes everything of you, everything that you are about, all of your livelihood, it will be summed up in Christ Jesus.
所以我们作为一个服侍神的人，
so、we
必须知道神永远的旨意。
So it's important for each one of us who are the servants of God, then therefore to know God's eternal purpose.
很多时候我们会起一个主意，或者按照常理这样做，或者另外一个方法做咁样。
Often or sometimes we might have an inkling to say, well, based on what I see, this is the way for us to go. This is the way that I'm supposed to live. Or this other way is the way that I'm supposed to live.
或者话好多时候我哋会觉得，哦，我呢个人系咁样嘅，所以我嘅生活就系咁样样啊。
Sometimes we just feel like, well, that's consistent with my character. This is the way, this is the type of person I am, and so therefore I live the life that I live.
所以如果我哋强调我嘅生系咁样噶啦，咁呢个就唔系叫做舍己背十字架。
But if we insist on that and say, no, this is my character, I cannot change, I'll just go ahead and live the way I live, then that is not putting your cross upon yourself and bearing your cross.
同样的意思就是说你不知道神要做什么。
And at the same time then, if you insist on your way, then you will not know, you do not know the eternal purpose of God.
好多年前啊 ，Michael 咧，你装修一间屋，你之前几年前啊？十几年前。
So Michael had remodeled his house about 16 years ago.
佢就整前边嗰个分压。
And part of it was the landscaping in the front.
咁喺佢个前边咧，系应该有条路，即系你喺要条路去到佢个大门口嘅。
And initially, the layout of the front is that if you're walking along the sidewalk, you would make a turn and have a direct path from the sidewalk to the front door.
咁我相信咧，佢都會，佢係曾經係同嗰啲工人講過，佢想點做咁啦。
I'm sure that Michael would have consulted with the architect and to figure out how they want to remodel.
咁嗰次咧，我就唔知咩時間去到佢嗰度，嗰啲工人咧就啱啱喺嗰度準備整嗰條路。
And I'm not sure why the reason was, but nevertheless, I was there that one day, on the day when the workers were just about to redo that particular area of the front.
咁嗰個人就問過話，你中意點樣做啊？我哋直路啊，定話彎彎地咧咁樣。
And they asked the question. I said, well, what do you think should be done? Should it be a straight path to lead from the sidewalk to the door? Should it be a curved path?
咁我心諗，你隔離嗰度係 driveway 啦嘛，定係車道？咁隔離呢一條去到大門口嗰條，咪直咪得咯，又簡單又方便。
So for me, my thinking was, well, let's see. There is a driveway right next to the lawn area. And so then now you're talking about a path that would cut through the lawn area that's parallel to the driveway. So if the driveway is straight, make the path straight.
咁佢啊係喎嚇，方便好多咁。
And the worker said, oh yeah, that makes sense. That makes it more convenient.
但翻嚟咧就大件事啊，俾佢知道呀。
But then when Michael came home, there's a problem.
喂，我唔係咁樣意思㗎喎，唔係叫你打直㗎喎，我要彎彎地嘅。
And Michael's response was, I didn't want that. My plan was to have a curve.
咁我話當然走啦，冇。
Of course, by then, I left.
後來我先知道佢話，啊，佢同佢嘈咗一大輪。
It was later on that it was related to me that that became a big issue.
我係活喺我嘅意思嘅裏邊。
So for me, I was living in my world, what I thought was right.
結果呢，嗰個就同佢個藍圖就唔一樣。
But it was different from the blueprint that was already put together.
好多時候我哋做我哋自己中意嘅嘢，我哋好輕鬆嘅。
A lot of times when we do the things that we want to do, it's pretty carefree. We just do it.
因為我中意咁樣做啊嘛。
Because I want to do it.
我點知佢中意點呢?
I don't care. I didn't know that they want something different.
結果就撞板。
But ultimately, then we get into a problem.
今日我哋喺神嘅面前。
Today, when we come before God.
同樣嘅道理。
The principle is the same.
神有一個旨意。
God has a purpose.
佢有一個計劃。
He has a plan that's laid out.
佢要將呢個整個嘅宇宙連同所有嘅人類都帶到去呢一個嘅意思嘅裏邊。
He has intended for everything within the universe, every single being within the universe, to be summed up together and be brought into this particular state.
雖然我哋今日唔明白。
And even though today we don't quite understand what that means.
雖然我哋根本亦都唔領會到神嗰個嘅意思。
We have no idea or the concept of what God is wanting to do.
我只係睇到我眼見嘅東西。
All I can see is what's just before my sight now.
透過我所有嘅明白，我嘅智慧所能明白嘅，我就覺得神係要咁樣做㗎啦。
And to my,
其實唔係。
And to the fullest extent of my mental capabilities, I feel that God wants to do this. But in fact, it might be totally different from what God really wants to do.
雖然有句說話世界的人都很喜歡講，他說這個世界多美好啊。
Some people, there's this colloquialism, some people feel that this world is so beautiful.
連同毛澤東他都講過說江山如此多嬌。
Including Chairman Mao Zedong, who says that essentially that the world is full of beauty.
兄姊妹，我們可以欣賞。
Sure, we can enjoy the beauty of this world.
但我哋唔可以擁有。
But we cannot take part or be a part of this world.
即使更完美、更我哋認為係好無 瑕疵嘅一個事情。
Even that which is the purest, the most beautiful in our sight,
都唔係因為我哋嘅智慧嘅緣故。
Is not beautiful or pure because of the extent of my mental capacity.
而係神自己嘅設計。
But it was beautiful and pure because God made it that way.
神嘅設計仍然係為著佢嘅兒子耶穌基督而設嘅。
But God's intention of making that which is beautiful and pure was for the purpose of His Son.
同樣嘅呢個世界四分五裂，咁多嘅災難，咁多嘅戰爭。
At the same time, we look around the world today, and everywhere, any part of the world, you see natural disasters everywhere.
但有一日，神話將呢啲所有嘅事情都歸到佢嘅兒子耶穌基督嘅裏邊。
But God said that one day, all of these happenings around the world, all of these events will be brought into the fullness of that time in my Son.
所以弟兄姊妹，若果我哋都明白到神嘅旨意係點樣樣，或者我哋只明白一點點。
So if we have an understanding of God's eternal purpose, or perhaps we might have a portion of understanding of His purpose.
或者我哋用神嘅計劃嚟到代替咗神永遠嘅旨意，但係我哋只係為著我哋能夠明白嘅啫。嗰個神永遠嘅旨意係肯定嘅。
No matter what our perception may be or how much we know it, there is an existing eternal purpose of God.
所以如果我哋睇得見呢一個嘅道理，我哋一定再唔會再堅持我嘅一啲嘅少少嘅利益，或者堅持一點我嘅意見。
So if we understand this theory, then we would not insist on certain aspects of our life that are solely beneficial to me, or insist on a way of living that is self-serving.
所以保羅睇到呢一個嘅神嗰個永遠嘅旨意，亦都明白過嚟。
Now Paul fully knew this principle, and he can see the eternal purpose of God.
因此佢喺腓立比書三章八節嗰度話：我也將萬事當作有損嘅，因我認識主為我嘅寶貝。我為佢能夠丟棄萬事，看作糞土。
That's why Paul is able to very succinctly write down in Philippians chapter 3 verse 8, more than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and yet count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
哇，睇萬事都當作有損嘅。
You see what he's saying? That he considered all things, everything, to be lost, to be rubbish.
佢睇到好多嘢都可以放棄嘅，可以丟棄。
That means that he can look at this and look at that and say it's okay that I am without that or this.
你話邊有人咁灑脱㗎？
So can you say is there someone who is so benevolent?
我唔知英文點樣灑脱。
That's so carefree.
Yeah. 你試下一間食飯，邊碟餸大啲嘅，你會攞定話唔攞嗰啲細碟啲嘅啦。
Just on a very smaller scope, let's just test it. Look at the dish of food that you'll be given, or you have a choice of later on today when we have lunch. Would you purposely choose the bigger portion, or just purposely choose a smaller portion?
咁當然你話我肚餓啊嘛，咪攞大碟啲咯。
Well, so of course I'm hungry, so of course I'm going to choose the bigger portion.
但點解嗰嚿多啲肉嘅你要揀，少啲肉嘅你唔揀
？But if you're a meat lover, then why would you choose the one that has bigger pieces of meat instead of the one that has smaller pieces of meat?
明白嗎，弟兄姊妹
？You understand, brothers and
sisters? 乜嘢叫看萬物如糞土
？What does it mean to count all things as rubbish?
唔係因為嗰啲嘅嘢冇價值，而係 保罗睇见神永远嘅旨意，有一日呢啲嘅嘢都归到主耶稣嗰度，唔系你同我嘅。
It's not that those things that he's looking at has no value. They have value, but he recognizes in comparison to God's eternal purpose that the value of God's eternal purpose far surpasses anything that is there in comparison.
保罗佢系一个有经历嘅人。
Paul is someone who has had many experiences.
佢经历过同主讲说话。
He has experienced personally speaking with the Lord.
佢亦都经历过被提到三层天上边嘅经历。
He has also had experience where he was lifted up to the third heavens and has experienced things there.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋今日见到有异象，听到神同我讲说话。
If we have that thought or idea that oh, God is speaking to me,
你唔使去到三层天上去三楼啊，你已经系哇喺眉飞色舞啦。
You don't have to be lifted up to the third heavens. You go up to the third floor and you're already like, wow, this is great. God is talking to me.
哇，我有咁光荣、咁光辉嘅呢个历史，仲唔同人讲？
And if I have that glorious experience, would I not turn around and tell everyone else that I've had that personal experience with God?
但你见到保罗唔系咁样啊。
Paul didn't focus on the experience.
点解啊，弟兄姊妹
？Why?
因为神永远个旨意话俾我哋佢听，有一日呢啲嘅所有嘅都会归到主耶稣基督嘅。
Because his understanding of God's eternal will told him that even this glorious thing, this glorious experience, is merely one thing that it will be summed up in the Son, Jesus Christ, one day.
啊，只有嗰啲唔够认识神永远旨意嘅人。
Only those individuals who do not understand enough of God's eternal purpose
先至会沾沾自喜。会沾沾自喜啊，就 proud of。
Will only allow pride to swell in their heart.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
俾我睇见，唔系今日我哋嘅喺眼前嘅一切嘅得与失。
So may the Lord allow us to understand, it is not about what you have gained or lost here in this life.
我哋都唔要喺度斤斤计较一啲嘅小嘅事情。
You do not need to expend your energy calculating the minute losses or calculating in full all these gains.
你弟兄姊妹，我话小嘅事情唔系话嗰样细微嘅东西，你整个人都喺神嘅嗰个永远嗰个。
But don't forget, I'm not just talking about minor, little, insignificant details that are in your life. Even you, your entire life, your entire being is a part of this equation that you too will be one day summed up in Christ.
何况话我哋今日喺我哋嘅生活嘅上边有啲咁样嘅成功或者失败，或者话升高降低嘅事情咧
？Much less those things that are a part of our lives.Just a minor part of our lives, the things that we go through day to day, small victories, small defeats, those things that are, have more value or less.
一个服侍神嘅人
But one who serves God
系要明白神永远嘅旨意嘅
must know and come to know and have full knowledge of God's eternal purpose.
原来第四点，服侍神嘅人
The fourth point that we want to share was about being a servant of God
是一个神特意拣选你出来的
is someone who has been set aside for God's purpose.
不要以为弟兄姊妹，我们这班人坐在这里就是乌合之众，不是。
So just don't think that we, this group of individuals just happen to be gathered together haphazardly.
用我哋今日明白嘅词嚟讲咧，就话我哋呢班系专业人士嚟嘅。
But no, more than that we are trained individuals.
系神拣选你出嚟噶。
You have been specifically chosen.
所以喺第一章第一节嗰度，哥林多后书就保罗咧，佢系奉神嘅旨意嚟作使徒嘅，唔系。 不是其他,
and that's why in 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us that he has been sent specifically by God, chosen by God to be the servant of God. It was God specifically pointedly selecting them. Do you realize that you and I have been pointedly chosen from this world and brought into His presence?
所以保罗的意思就是说,我今天成为了使徒,不是因为我在名校出来,不是因为我有文凭啊。
So Paul tells us that it's not because of my training that I am today now a servant of God. It's not because what I have achieved.
亦都唔係因為我工作嘅經驗，所以咧我成為使徒，更唔係因為我得閒得滯，咁所以神話你冇乜嘢啦，就嚟啦，唔係咁樣嘅。It's
not because I have somehow the full array of experiences, and so therefore God can use me, and certainly not because I have nothing better to do, so therefore God chose me.
那係神特登揀選呼召你出嚟嘅。But
rather there is a specific calling that God has made. God called you out specifically to be His servant.
So, 弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, do not dismiss your position in God's sight.
以為求其這樣,你碰著,答好就算了,一會兒跌下來,不關你事,不是這樣的。
That somehow you can just be a part of this and just put it up however you want to put it up, and if it falls, oh well, that's not the way it is. There's a purpose in choosing you.
但問題就是,還有就是,
yes, we have all been pointedly selected by God.
但是我們,他是同樣的被神,用各樣的方法來訓練我們出來。
But more importantly, is that God, we are those whom God has used various ways through our environment or otherwise that have come to train us to be His servant. So a trained worker is not someone who just does things haphazardly.
所以在哥林多后书那里你看见神怎样训练保罗的呢?
How did God train Paul? And we see find that in 2 Corinthians.
他告诉我们神是用苦难来训练保罗的。
Paul himself recounts the fact that God utilized hardships to train him.
如果我们到第六章你就看见 哇,在保罗的身上发生很多很多的事情,都是很惨的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, it lists out, or Paul himself lists out the various experiences that he has had in his own life.
他说在外面的事,好像患难,穷乏,困苦,鞭打,监禁,扰乱,很多的事情发生在他身上。
He tells us that, or he recounts that he has gone through afflictions, hardship, distresses, beatings, imprisonments, and tumults, and various things to come to this point in his life.
啊,咁樣喺外面嘅嘢,當然啦,你話,你嘅皮夠銀就唔緊要㗎啦。但係仍然喺裏面亦都有啲嘅好多嘅難處俾佢受。
So all these you could dismiss and say, well, they're just external things. So it just depends on you how tough you are. If you're tough, then you can last through it. But no, there are also internal experiences that Paul has had to deal with.
保罗说他那里有什么荣辱、羞辱、恶名、美名、诱惑、教会的事情。他说天天压在他的身上。
And he tells us that there are things that are dishonorable, that are evil reports, that are deceivers have put together that are not true, things that are not unknown, that still needs to be revealed. These are all things that are internal. And that's Paul's experience.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹,神今天亦都在你我的身上做各样不同的训练。
I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that just like Paul, God is also working in each and every one of our lives, externally and internally.
我不知道你的生活今天会遇见什么难处。
I don't know exactly what each and every one of you are facing that are difficult in your lives today.
或者你很轻松。
Maybe you have a carefree life.
或者你在心灵里面很受压。
Or perhaps you feel oppressed in your heart.
或者在这个环境上面, 很多人给你很难处。
Perhaps there's a lots and lots of pressure that others are exerting on you right now.
你要付出很大的代价才可以脱离。
That you need to pay a heavy, heavy price in order to try to escape.
但弟兄们你要记得,
but there is one thing that, brothers and sisters, you must remember.
你说信耶稣是这么惨的。
You could say, oh, I didn't know that believing in Jesus Christ was like this. Believing in Jesus Christ meant I have to go through all these type of difficulties.
但弟兄们请你记得，你从一个正面的来看这些事情。
Brothers and sisters, we have to remember, we have to look at these matters directly.
神让你遇见这些难处，不是特意去苦待你。
God did not allow you to come upon these matters, have these things happen to you in order to purposely bring difficulties in your life for a devious purpose.
那是要愿意你在这些环境里面被操练、被训练，成为一个真正服侍神的人。
But rather, He intends for these events or happenings and things that are going on around you in order to train you properly to be a servant of God.
如果我们的眼目只是看着,哎呀,惨啊,惨啊,惨啊,那真的惨到落底的。
If we just focus on how awful things are and how awful things are, yes, you're going to be awful to the nth day.
但是如果我们的眼光是放在主耶稣的身上面,
but if we would only lift our eyes up and focus on Jesus Christ,
你所受的,你就不会觉得是这么难。
Then all those sufferings that you feel that you're going through will lose its weight.
那个只不过是神给你的操练。
Those are merely means by which God is training you.
有一天,你所有的事情,好的,坏的,伤心的,快乐的事情, 都要归到哪里?
Because one day, all these things, big, small, those things that are hurtful, those things that are sad, those things that are happy and joyful, all of it will be summed up in Jesus Christ.
神特意拣选你出来,是要在你的身上来彰显神自己。
God pointedly selected you out in order for you to manifest a portion of Christ Jesus.
如果神不给你一些这样的训练,或者神没有叫你遇见这些所谓的难处的话呢?
If God removes these difficulties from you, or did not permit you to encounter a hardship,
其实对你不好的,
in actuality, it is to your woe.
我们这几十年,我们都听到一个名词,叫做直升机的父母,有没有听过直升机的父母?
We've heard this term more recently that people have used, talking about helicopter moms or helicopter parents.
我看来都有几个词。<laughs>
As I look around, I think that many people fit that description.
什么意思啊,
what does it mean?
就是呢,把揽住你们的小孩,不肯放手,怕他跌。
We are always on the alert to make sure we protect our kids, so we make sure we are in control of everything in their lives so that they would never be able to accidentally fall.
哇,样样都帮他做,样样都为他们做。
That means we do everything for them. Every single thing that they need, we do it for them. We make sure that they're taken care of.
哇,上到大学了,还没人会绑鞋带那些呢?
No, the type where the child is now going off to college and he has yet to learn to tie his shoelaces, you know, that type of situation.
哇,真是这个真是完美了,这个小孩子完美得不得了。
So this child has been very well protected.
但你知道, 呢个对佢冇益处嘅任何冇益处。
But you know full well that that doesn't that's not beneficial for him.
所以神今日唔会想我哋成为一个咁样嘅细路哥，所以佢训练我哋。
So our heavenly Father does not want for us to be an individual that's ill-equipped, and so therefore He trains us through difficulties.
因为佢要你成为一个服侍神嘅人。
Why? It's because He intends for you to become a servant of God.
所以服侍神嘅人要认识神。
So one a servant of God is a man who has to know God.
我意思就系话要深入嘅认识神。
That means know God in depth.
系一个肯付代价嘅人。
He must be a man who is willing to pay the price.
系一个明白神永远旨意嘅人。
He must be a man who have full knowledge of God's eternal purpose.
系要经历神嘅训练嘅一个人。
And he is also someone who has gone through the training from God.
盼望我哋都喺神嘅面前，唔单止系被蒙召，我哋就系真系成为一个服侍神嘅人。
So may each one of us not only be called, but that each one of us would come to a point where we truly are servants of God.
所以保罗喺最后同哥林多人交通嘅时候，佢最后有一个对佢哋有一个愿望，同时亦都有一个要求。
So there is a hope that Paul explicitly states, and also a request of the Corinthians.
佢点样样嘅去要求哥林多人点样有一个愿望喺哥林多人嘅身上面？今日神对你同埋我同样有呢个愿望，有呢个要求。
So the requirement and the hope that Paul has for the Corinthians is likened to the requirement and also hope that God has for us today.
即十三章嗰度讲嘅，我哋头先开始嘅时候就读嘅。
In Second Corinthians chapter 13, this is actually going back to what we had read from the very beginning.
我所求的是你们作完全人。
It says that for this I also pray that you will be made complete.
同埋喺我哋嘅见证嘅上面，佢话凡事第八节不能敌挡真理，只能辅助真理。
Verse 8 tells us about Paul's attitude, which is that we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth.
第五节，因为我哋冇读，但我要头先冇读嘅，我要提。就话总要自己省察。
In verse 5, this is a verse that we didn't read, but I want to point out for brothers and sisters. It says that test yourself or examine yourself.
有信心没有，也要试验。
So it says to test yourself to see if you are in the faith, and also to examine yourself.
有基督在你心里吗？
Whether Jesus Christ is in you or not.
今日好多嘅人，基督喺边度呢？喺呢个脑袋嘅里边啫。
Where is Christ for most individuals? For a lot of people, Christ is here in their brain, in their head.
唔系喺心里边。
Christ is not in their heart.
所以做好多嘅事情都系理解理性。
So many things can be undertaken and many things can be done, but all of it is based on logic.
但保罗话，我哋要监察下我自己。
But Paul says, no, examine yourself.
求主真系改变我哋。
May the Lord truly be the one to change us.
基督耶稣系咪喺你心里边？
Is Jesus Christ in your heart?
我哋祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，我哋再一次嘅嚟到你嘅面前，求主用你圣灵嘅光嚟光照我哋。
Lord, once again, as we come into your presence, we do ask that you enlighten us with the light from the Spirit.
主啊，我哋真系承认我哋今日所认识嘅有限。
We realize that there is a shortcoming in terms of how much we know.
我们还以为当我们信了主，我们一帆风顺。
A lot of times we mistakenly think that once we believe in the Lord, that everything will be smooth sailing.
原来我们的要求也都是这样的，只是在这一世的里面来得着好处。
And that is reflected in our request to you as well, that you bring blessings upon my life.
但我们却不知道，原来这些一切的好与坏，主啊，都要在基督耶稣的里面同归于一。
Without realizing that whether good or bad, everything shall be summed up in Christ Jesus one day.
主啊，但我们在这里祷告，求主你的旨意成就。
So today, right now, we do pray in one accord that your God's eternal will be completed.
愿意我们真是舍己背起十字架来跟随你。
May we be willing to be ones who deny ourselves, pick up our cross daily and follow after you.
但愿主你祝福在这里的每一位。
May you bring blessing upon each and every individual seated here today.
父神能够得荣耀。
But then to give glory back to our God.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈。
In Jesus' name we pray.